Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. Three Philadelphia police officers are in the hospital after being pepper sprayed as they tried to break up a large crowd in University City last night. Most people in the group were kids. Authorities say this happened around 8 o'clock last night at 40th and Market, where a crowd of about 400 to 500 people gathered after homecoming events at the University of Pennsylvania. Here's Police Inspector D.F. Pace.
Various social media posts which were inviting people locally, local residents, juveniles mostly, to this area to hang out, so to speak, also complicated the issues.
Police say some of the crowd started to act unruly, which is why they intervened, and that's when someone started pepper spraying the officers. The officers were taken to the hospital and are expected to be okay. Police arrested several people and were eventually able to disperse the crowd. At least 33 flights have been canceled so far today at Philly International, and more than 1,000 total across the country. Most of those are because of the government shutdown and the Federal Aviation Administration's order to reduce air traffic by 10% at dozens of major airports. This traveler is worried that his flights will be the next hit with these delays.
It seems like there's a lot of cancellations on these, like, connecting flights. So, yeah, I'm definitely a little bit nervous.
And TSA last week temporarily closed two security checkpoints at the Philly airport. Airport officials recommend flyers to arrive early and contact their airline if they have questions. Workers at the Wyndham Philadelphia Historic Hotel in Old City have gone on strike. Members from the Unite Here union hit the picket line outside the hotel at 4th and Arch Streets, calling for what they believe are fair wages and contracts. This comes just days after workers at the Center City Hampton Inn agreed to a new contract. KYW's Sharaday Howard reports.
Our members are facing a real crisis of cost of living.
As union hotel workers' contracts have expired throughout Philadelphia, Emiliano Rodriguez with Local 274 explains the cost of living crisis for members is widespread.
We're negotiating a number of downtown hotel contracts right now. So we just finished 4-day strikes at the Sheraton downtown and the Hampton Inn. The Wyndham workers authorized their strike right at the tail end of those strikes, and they're out.
Akela is one of those workers, and she's been a housekeeper at the Wyndham Hotel for 2 years and says it's not an easy job, and workers deserve the fair pay, medical coverage, and improved staffing they're asking for.
What we do is very physical work. It's a very humbling job. People come to hotels to do everything that they won't do at their own homes.
And why is she on the picket line? She says she's there for those who will follow.
We're also fighting for the people that will be working here after us. Could be my child in the future, my kids' kids, who knows?
And that report by KYW's Sharaday Howard. Democrats in New Jersey expanded their already overwhelming majority in the General Assembly after last week's election, winning at least four more seats in Trenton. Every county in the state went more blue than in the presidential election. Here's more from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
In legislative districts 3 and 4, which were considered among the most competitive in the state, Democrats came out 4-for-4. Assemblyman Cody Miller says their message of affordability hit home with voters. He says he and running mate Dan Hutchison are ready to deliver on promises to move away from Governor Phil Murphy's energy master plan that focused on offshore wind and shift over to nuclear energy.
We understand right now that we can't continue to see 20% increases year after year after year. And that's going to require us to get really creative about energy production in the state of New Jersey. And nothing should be left off the table right now.
It was a tighter race in District 3, where Assemblyman Dave Bailey says he will also work to represent those who didn't vote for him and his running mate Heather Simmons.
The people of New Jersey wanted us to hit the cost of living head on. And I think we focused on that. We told them that we're going to address it. And I think that was the main focus, affordability.
It's still too close to call in Legislative District 2 in Atlantic County. That's likely to be a recount with a potential split of one Republican and one Democrat winning the race.
That is Mike Daugherty from South Jersey. Thousands of Eagles fans are at risk of not being able to watch the game tomorrow night against the Packers on their TVs. YouTube TV and Disney have yet to reach a new deal, so customers of the YouTube streaming service don't have access to channels like 6ABC or ESPN. Those are the channels the Birds game will be on tomorrow night when they take on the Packers. Both sides have been negotiating over the weekend. The New York Times reports YouTube TV will offer subscribers a $20 credit if no deal is reached today. And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.